Principle 6.3. Don't leave important conflicts unresolved. While it's easier to avoid confrontations in the short run, the consequences of doing so can be massively destructive in the long term. It's critical that conflicts actually get resolved, not through superficial compromise, but through seeking the important, accurate conclusions. In most cases, this process should be made transparent to relevant others and sometimes the entire organization, both to ensure quality decision-making and to perpetuate the culture of openly working through disputes. A. Don't let the little things divide you when your agreement on the big things should bind you. Almost every group that agrees on the big things ends up fighting about less important things and becoming enemies, even though they should be bound by the big things. This phenomenon is called the narcissism of small differences. Take the Protestants and Catholics. Though both are followers of Christ, some of them have been fighting for hundreds of years, even though many of them are unable to articulate the differences that divide them, and most of those who can articulate the differences realize that they are insignificant relative to the big important things that should bind them together. I once saw a close family have an irrevocable blowout at Thanksgiving dinner over who would cut the turkey. Don't let this narcissism of small differences happen to you. Understand that nobody and nothing is perfect, and that you are lucky to have, by and large, excellent relationships. See the big picture. B. Don't get stuck in disagreement. Escalate or vote. By practicing open-mindedness and assertiveness, you should be able to resolve most disagreements. If not, and if your dispute is one-on-one, you should escalate to a mutually agreed-upon believable other. All things being equal, that should be someone higher in your reporting chain, such as your boss. When a group can't reach an agreement, the person responsible for the meeting should take a believability-weighted vote.